A case involving a dispute between two drug companies could play a role in the legal battle over same-sex marriage. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has more on a small development in the drug case that could have wide-reaching effects.
Two big pharmaceutical companies, SmithKline Beecham and Abbott Laboratories, were in court over the marketing and pricing of some HIV drugs. A lawyer for Abbott wanted to keep one prospective juror off the jury because he was gay. Lawyers for SmithKline Beecham objected, and to shorten a long story, the matter wound up before the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which had to answer this question.
Can an attorney in a lawsuit dismiss one particular juror because of that juror's sexual orientation?
Ned Flaherty tracks lawsuits for Marriage Equality USA.
That was the question, and the Ninth Circuit decided, no, you cannot do that.
Now here's where the story gets a little wonky, because a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit said something else too, something important. It said it based its ruling on the Windsor case, the one in which the Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act, and the appeals court said that classifications based on sexual orientation must be subjected to heightened scrutiny. That's legal talk, meaning that the government has the burden of proof to show that a law is necessary and fair. Carlton Larson is a professor at the UC Davis School of Law.
It would mean that it would become almost impossible to justify any laws that negatively affect gays and lesbians. And the primary ones, of course, would be laws restricting same-sex marriage.
Not so fast, says John Eastman, law professor at Chapman University and an opponent of same-sex marriage.
Now, some have argued that if the standard review is set to heightened scrutiny, all of the marriage statutes in the country automatically fall. I disagree with that.
Eastman says the societal benefits that flow from a marriage of one man and one woman are so important that the government could easily show a compelling interest to limit marriage to heterosexuals.
This case is part of the ongoing, quite frankly, manipulation of the law to achieve an end on same-sex marriage, and it's deeply troubling to me.
But for now, because a drug maker isn't challenging the Ninth Circuit ruling, its application of heightened scrutiny is a law in nine Western states covered by that court. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
This is NPR News.